latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The former president of Castellón, Carlos Fabra, as well as the former president of the Baleares, Joi Matas, have both had their clemency appeals rejected and must both now commence their prison sentences. Fabra will serve 4 years in prison, whereas Matas was sentenced to 9 months. Both are members of the Partido Popular political group.
Latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
A marine wildlife reserve in Gran Canaria near the beach of El Cabron has suffered an oil spill along the kilometre of its coastline after last week's spill along the beaches. Although the origin of the slick is still unclear, authorities think that it's probably from a ship that cleaned out its bilge whilst passing through the area. This is an area known for its diverse marine wildlife and is popular with divers. Although hotel occupancy across the Costa Blanca is once again looking favourable, with many hotels reporting they've filled to capacity, one anomaly is that hoteliers didn't anticipate the fact that more of the guests are choosing to eat out. In fact, spending on dining in hotels is down by 33% compared to last year, despite the increase in patrons. Two people have been arrested, with a further three facing charges in Leon and Cantabria, accused of the illegal theft and slaughter of at least 2,000 horses, which were then sold as meat to the overseas market. The Spanish government approved new rules on how to deal with unaccompanied immigrant children arriving in the country, establishing a basis to deal with the near 3,000 who've already arrived, mainly from Morocco, Algeria and Romania, as well as those in the future. They will now only be repatriated if it's clear there's somebody in their home country to care for them, and in the event of risk of sexual exploitation, they will be dealt with through the social welfare network via the police. Residents of the city of Elche are once again concerned about the availability of emergency ambulances after medical staff denounced the fact that one of their paramedic SAMU units has been transferred to the coast for the summer season. The move means that there's only one functioning paramedic ambulance to cover the 300,000 residents of the city of Elche.